Serapion, a tale of demonic possession from the Victorian era. Written by Gertrude Barrows Bennett, writing as Francis Stevens. Narrated by Chirag Patel. Chapter 1. It began because, meeting Nils Bergqvist in town one August morning, he dragged me off for luncheon at a little restaurant on a side street where he swore I would meet some of the rising geniuses of the century. What we did meet was the commencement for me of such an extraordinary experience as befalls few men. At the time, however, the whole affair seemed incidental, with a spice of grotesque but harmless absurdity. Jimmy Moore and his Alicia. How could anyone, meeting them as I did, have believed a grimness behind their amusing eccentricity? I was just turned 24 that August day. A boy's guileless enthusiasm for the untried was still strong in me, coupled with a tendency to make friends in all quarters, desirable or otherwise. Almost anyone who liked me, I liked. My college years, very recently ended, had seen me sworn comrade to a reckless and on his way to be notorious son of plutocracy, while I was also well received in the room which Nils Bergqvist was sharing with two other embryo socialists of fanatic dye. A certain ingenious likeableness must have been mine even then, I think, to have gained me not only toleration, but real friendship in both camps. Bergqvist was older than I by several years. He had earned his college days before enjoying them, and, college ended, he dropped back into the struggle for existence and out of my sight, till I ran across him in town that August day. To play host even at a very moderate luncheon must have been an extravagance for Nils, though I didn't think of that. He was a man with whom one somehow never associated the idea of need. Tall, lean, with a dark, long face, high cheekbones and deep eyes, set well apart, he dressed badly and walked the world in a careless air of ownership that mere clothes could not in the least affect. His intimates knew him capable of vast, sudden enthusiasms and equally vast depressions of the spirit. But up or down, he was Nils Bergqvist, sufficient unto himself, asking no favours, and always with an indefinable air of being well able to grant them. I admired and liked him, was very glad to see him again, and cheerfully let him steer me around two corners and in the doors of his bragged-of trysting place. On first entering, my friend cast an eye about the aggregation of more or less shabby individuals present, and muttered, "Not a soul here," in a disappointed tone. Then, glimpsing a couple seated at a corner table laid for four, he brightened a trifle and led me over to them. Nils's idea of formal presentation was always more brief than elaborate. After addressing the fair-haired, light-eyed, Palm Beach-suited person on one side of the table as Jimmy, and his vis-à-vis, a darkly mysterious lady in a purple veil, as Alicia, he referred to me casually as Clay, and considered the introduction complete. I do not mean that the lady's costume was limited to the veil, only that this article was of such peculiar, brilliantly, fascinatingly ugly hue that the rest of her might have been clothed in anything from a mermaid's scales to a speckled calico wrapper. I can imagine nothing except a gown of the same colour which would have distracted one's attention
Sample complete. Ready to continue?